on 105.3 The Fan, the seven-time WWE Women's Champion. She has a movie coming out as well, named Gridlocked, and Trish is joining us here on the home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Good morning, Trish. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys? How did you guys know my training regime?
I'm telling you, that's the way to go. You lift a little weight, you do a little diuretic, and then bam.
Very effective, I would say. Yeah.
Don't humor him. RJ is our he's our gym expert now. He thinks he's the most swole guy in the Metroplex.
I'm dirty swole though, so I don't like.
Explain to her your workout. Let's have Chris Stratus critique.
I want to hear the workout. I want to hear about it.
Squats, deads, and isolate biceps for 90 minutes. I mean, that's pretty much the workout of all men.
Perfect. That's perfect. You're doing a great job. And how's your nutrition? Get it?
Oh.
Tonics every night.
There's too many. There's too
he
much.
He didn't get it. Hold on. Two of three got it. You didn't hear nutrition.
Yeah, no, we got it.
Okay. You got my terrible pun. I have really bad puns in the morning.
Trish, what's your workouts like these days? How long are you in the gym still? What time? How early you get in there?
Well, I don't go to the gym. I have a little setup at my home. And I do a lot of circuit training, and I always incorporate about 20 minutes of yoga that I do daily, and I'm still swole, so there you go.
Yeah. Hey, Trish, you're a workout person. You've been around for a long time. Do you think steroids should be legalized? No. I'm not implying anything. Should they be legalized?
No, I do not think so. No.
Why not?
Do you think so?
I talked to some medical sports doctors who think, yeah, they should. If they're monitored properly, that they should be legalized, that it's no different than an aspirin or something like that. If it's monitored by a professional and knows what they're doing, yeah, it should be legalized. That's what some people do think. And I don't know if people in the weightlifting community thought, oh, come on, it's time. We know what we're doing now. This needs to be legalized, kind of like marijuana or whatever else.
It's kind of like the pot movement. Yeah, I think I can see that. But, yeah, no, I don't agree with that myself. Mm-mm. No.
Trish, when you look at the Divas headlining today and how much that has blown up, do you smile sitting there
don't call them Divas anymore. Didn't you hear get the memo?
Uh-oh, no.
Females, WWE superstars. Yeah, yeah, they dropped the Diva term.
WWE
female, Divas are dead. Superstar.
Now, are you happy about that? Because, you know, when Michelle McCool won the title, it became Divas, and it was like this Barbie butterfly belt. Were you happy to see that it's finally now back to what it should be?
Yes. I mean, you're right. That's exactly what it was. It was like, it just, not a good time for the women. It wasn't the way they should have been represented. There were some really great workers at that time, and, you know, fighting for that belt, just kind of like a little bit sad. But no, the time is now. I mean, things, you know, they got a little bit away from women's wrestling and caring about the storylines and developing characters the way they do with the men. And obviously with this new crop of talent that came in, they're just like kicking butt. Like they're great and they're amazing to watch and they're seasoned and they've been working at the Performance Center, which is the WWE's training facility. And they are just kicking butt. I mean, making some great strides for the women's division. And it was time to, you know, make some changes and really change the name of it. Like I said, the dynamic has changed because we don't call them Divas anymore. They're called WWE Female Superstars. And, I think it was a good timing. I mean, we'll revisit this conversation when anyone tries to get seven-time women's champion. But,
But you have the itch. Do you have the itch?
No, I don't, actually. I got some ointments that I took care of that. It's all good.
All right, that's good. That's really good.
Trish Stratus joining us right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I saw your tweets about Gordie Howe. Are you a big-time hockey fan with the Toronto background?
I am. Yes, Toronto has that effect on you, I think, that whole Canadian thing. That was a sad day. He was a great man. Met him a few days. I was very lucky to spend, like, every year we did an annual, the Joe Carter golf tournament. And so we used to spend some time together. And he's just such a funny man, had some great stories. And so, that was a sad day. But, big hockey fan.
Your Toronto ties don't go to that horrible baseball team, do they?
They do. Are you calling my team horrible?
Well, I'm calling Jose Bautista horrible and Josh Donaldson horrible and some of the fans who throw the bats horrible. And Yeah. Did you like
really?
That rain? Were you proud of the Rougui Odor punch as a WWE superstar, the punch that was delivered to your boy in Toronto?
Yeah, that was quite a moment. That was quite a moment. It did kind of cross over to sports entertainment for a second there.
Trish Stratus right here on 105.3 The Fan. Tell us about the movie that's coming out, Gridlock, Trish. What's this thing about?
Gridlock is, it's really a throwback to Die Hard, Lethal Weapon kind of a movie, you know, that good, solid action, big shoot 'em up kind of action movie. You know, there's tons of bullets flying and just, like, amazing fight scenes. The fight coordinator that put the stuff together was stellar, and he was really great to work with. But for me personally, that's one of the reasons I signed on the project, was just like seeing these amazing fight scenes and working with him. Like, it's just like I was able to sort of bring the Trish Stratus flair out, but of course on a different medium. So it was very, very cool to work with him. It stars Dominic Purcell, Danny Glover. So Danny Glover's in it, and, you know, when I got pitched the movie, the director says to me, you know, that was inspired by this Lethal Weapon, Die Hard, and throwback to this old school action movies, right? And then, you know, then I'm like, yeah, absolutely, let's do this. So I signed up, and then I hear Danny Glover's a part of it, and it's just like I'm doing this, you know, Lethal Weapon-esque movie, and I'm with Danny Glover, so it's pretty incredible and surreal to be working with this caliber of talent, especially as a newbie in the acting world. So, but the movie's great. It's a hilarious movie. The dynamic between the two leads, Cody Hackman and Dominic Purcell, is great. It's kind of like, you know, your buddy ride along kind of feel. And it's been well received so far. You know, we spent the year last year doing the film festivals, got really well received, got really good reviews. So I think this is a hit.
Trish, you mentioned Danny Glover, who is a big star of the Lethal Weapon franchise, and for fans of that movie, and the fact that you mentioned that it's a good hook, what was it like to work with Roger Murtaugh?
It was great, and I'll tell you, he says his line. Do you know his line? I don't know if I can say it on the air.
I'm too old for this.
Yes, for this beep. So the director had this line in there, and he was like, you know, kind of like, I don't know, it's a little cliched for me to, I mean, I saw him having this whole conversation. He says, it's a little cliched for me to be going back to this line, and which is funny because, you know, in the wrestling world, we make a living off of going back to our lines, you know, like those catchphrases, right? So he was like, it's a little cliched. You don't know? No, okay. Well, when satisfaction is guaranteed, you'll know exactly what I mean. You know, so he's going on like this, and then he was just feeling it. He was feeling it. He was in the scene. He really, like, at the end, we had him there for a couple weeks, and he was just, we became this little family. You know, everyone was working together, and you see each other day by day, and he just was really, you know, the director's quite young, actually, and he was just really excited about this guy's, you know, ambition, and he was putting out a really great product. And I think Danny was just, like, down with that. I think he was just excited to be a part of that, and he did the line, and it was, like, so surreal because he did a few takes without it. He just kind of stopped and, you know, trailed off and didn't do the line. And so when he did it, like, you know, you're trying to keep face and you're like, oh, I just did the line. It was just one of those moments. So it's pretty cool to kind of, you'll get a good pop in the audience will get a good pop when they see that moment.
Pop. There you go, Troy.
Yep.
Gridlock.
Pop. There's the wrestling words.
There's the wrestling words. Danny Glover, Trish Stratus joining us again. Thank you so much, Trish. Best of luck with the movie. Fun talking to you again.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Trish Stratus.